voted podcast at Ali.com and vote for Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. We're not sure yet why that is a good thing, but we ask that you do it anyway. Our show is now on Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio. The smarter way to listen to radio. You are listening to The World Full of Dicks. Or The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. Whatever this bullshit is called.
Hyped up every time.
Yep.
With my idle hands,
one of those
nothing I can do. But be the devil's plaything, baby. And know that I've been used. Her lips are cold.
Maybe you know this is the song that we played before. You looked like you were just lounging, and like we were gonna have to tap you and be like, "Hey,
well, hey. I was looking up stuff."
Hey, Napes. Hey, by the way, hey, Napes.
Hey,
you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's
8:02. We're late, bitch.
Are we late?
I gotta get this whole
get your act together.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, really, this is some bush league bullshit.
I know. It's like, you know. We say 8 o'clock. We need to mean 8 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean, they probably tuned in at 8 and were like, oh.
What's this music shit?
That's why there's no one in the chat room, because they all got here at 8. And they're like, oh, it must
so
not be on
tonight.
So they
come back at 9, you think?
No.
So should we just, like, hang out and wait for, you know, all of our fans to arrive?
All of our fan to arrive, you mean?
I think, you know, as they say in the biz, the show must go on.
Right. Even though it's a show to no one.
That's just a bad
Let me
attitude.
Ask you a question. If a show happens and no one is there to see it, is it a show or is it three jackoffs talking to themselves?
I think it's very, very close to masturbation at that point.
Which is an excellent show.
But, like, it would actually kind of... Because, I mean, like, if we had a whole bunch of people listening, that would also be kind of masturbation too, wouldn't it?
No, that'd be more like some sort of, like, orgy.
Or voyeurism.
Right. They'd be watching us.
No, wait, exhibitionism.
Something like that.
Yeah.
You know...
Is masturbation really a good show, though?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, when I see the ladies doing the masturbation on the websites that have that kind of thing, I don't usually watch them. I usually skip over the chicks masturbating...
That's what I'm saying.
And watch the sex.
Right.
So what you're saying is you think that our show would be better if people listened to it. That way it would be more like sex.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing is I think that if the show were better, people would listen to it. So I think it's like we're in this, like, this weird, like, holding pattern where we do a shitty show... Therefore, no one listens to it. However, if people listen to it, we would probably do a better show. So that's kind of what we're saying.
I don't think the quality of the show would go up, per se. Because that seems like an awful commitment, you know. Honestly, if we had like 10 people in the chat room now, like, are we going to spend time coming up with things and like...
I would try.
I mean, like
harder.
On a consistent basis, you think? Like, you know, we'd be like, hey, dude, we're doing this show for like 10 people now instead of just zero. So, like, you know, we throughout the week, we should write shit down and get excited about it. Right?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds good in theory.
But then you're like, eh.
I'm just like trying to picture myself.
I got a job. And
man, work ain't nothing but a job.
Right.
That kind of shit.
Right. Well, this is going to be a good show because I have 6 things written down. That's
so,
right.
10 minutes apiece, starting now. Go.
Well, I was going to see, like, if you guys had anything first. before I go, you know.
See, I feel like I'm more here just to, like, comment on the things that you guys have brought to the table.
So, like, if this were the Mystery Science Theater 3000, I'd be the movie and you guys would be the smart-ass robots.
Yes.
Is that
no,
what
I think
saying?
You and Napier would be the movie.
And you're the smart-ass robots?
No, because I'm not that funny either. Those guys are pretty good. I don't think the Mystery Science Theater metaphor works.
So on one of my this isn't one of my things, by the way. I'm gonna preface that. On one of my many Twitter accounts that I've started, I've kind of been doing some networking and like talking to some other podcasts and doing that whole thing, because I think I'm developing a theory that the only people who listen to podcasts are people who have podcasts that want their podcast to be heard by the people doing the podcast. So then they say, hey, listen to my podcast, and I'll listen to your podcast. So I think that, I mean, do you listen to podcasts?
I do.
I see, but you're on a podcast.
I am. But I Napier, don't ever think that, like, by listening to their podcast.
But that, I mean, that's the world that I'm diving into now with one of my other Twitter accounts. Like, I'm talking to other podcasts, and they're listening to our podcast because we listen to their podcast.
But do we listen to their podcast?
Well, you know, and I shouldn't say this because I'm doing a really good job. Like, I'm branching out and being afraid. I've listened to several of them, and they're terrible.
So when you say
they're
terrible.
So bad. No, like, really, really bad. And, like, one of them even, like, sent me a message, and he was like, you know, hey, man, you know, I think that our shows are really similar. You know, you guys sound just like us. And I got through, like, 6 minutes of it, and I was like, oh, my God, this is fucking awful. This is the worst shit ever. And, like, what the problem was is every time the dude said a joke, he, like, had to say, no, that was just a joke. I'm kidding. And it was just getting so frustrating. It's like, I know! It's a comedy podcast. I understand the concept.
So, like, instead of just, like, going with the whole, I'm going to rape your mother, he'd be like, I'm going to rape your mother.
No, I'm
just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
I don't actually even know your mother.
We don't actually rape people. You know, it's just a joke. You know. You know. Hey. You know, another thing. Oh, I'm just kidding. Well, we're crazy around here.
But we're just kidding.
We're just kidding. It's all in good fun, guy. Don't turn off the podcast. We're just joking. I know we get a little crazy around here, but
Yeah, that sounds like it would be annoying.
Yeah, but no. If you send me a message and say, you know, hey, I'll rate you on iTunes if you rate me on iTunes, like. I have some kind of integrity. I do. Believe it or not, I do. And I'm not going to rate a shitty podcast on iTunes well. I mean, I'm just going to ignore you. I mean, I'll listen to it and... I mean, I know that our show sucks. I'm not, like, getting all...
I guess that's what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
I'm not getting all, like, you know, podcast... Ooh, our show's so much better than everybody. Our show probably isn't better than anybody's.
I think it's
probably worse
things,
than
like,
most.
You like your own smell, like when you fart, you know, it's not as bad.
Right.
I think that's like why you think ours sounds better.
Yeah, and somebody said it to me earlier that, you know, if you under, like, Mike, you're funny in a Mike humor sort of way. And if you get Mike humor, then you're funny. But, like, I think that the only person who truly gets my humor is me. And that's why I'm the only one that listens to our show.
So you listen to the show religiously then?
I listen to it the next day. I do. And I listen and I'm like, wow, that was a good one, Mike. And then I like pat myself on the back and, you know.
Who's your favorite character?
I'm my favorite character.
Your favorite?
Like by far.
That was
like,
easily.
That was the easiest answer I've ever. I mean, like any question you've ever asked me, that was the easiest one. I'm by far my favorite character. You two are tied for
third. Napier's mine. I think drunk is mine.
Drunk is your favorite.
At DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. And his updates of Big Brother and whatnot. It's a good time.
Yeah. You know, I don't think that, like, drunk is particularly good. But I think that we're better when drunk is here. And I don't know if that's because drunk brings it out of us or if it's because, like... it's just comparable. Like,
you don't get, look, if you're a prize fighter, you don't get stronger by shadow punching. You need a punching bag.
Right.
And that's what drunk is. He comes in, let us beat him up, and then he goes home.
He's well, like, and Napier probably loves it when drunk comes, because then I fuck with drunk and not him.
No, I appreciate the attention.
You do?
Yeah.
Were you kind of sad when, like, for a while there I was looking at Paul and not looking at you?
No, I'm full of whiskey.
Do you have anything to say about this? Have you ever listened to our podcast before?
I've listened to maybe an eighth of them.
Like, an eighth of the total shows? Or, like, you listen to the first couple of minutes of each show?
I've listened to about one out of every eight shows.
Your lady friend in the shout box informed us that you're her favorite character.
Of course.
You know, we are, I guess, in a way, characters. I mean, no, we're not.
Yeah, I mean,
we're not really playing parts, are we?
I mean,
Napier does some bomb ass impressions, though. We should bring back Napier's impressions. Like, throw us some Elvis.
That's good.
Thank you.
Abe Lincoln.
Well, I never heard him speak.
Oh. Lady Gaga.
Never heard a Lady Gaga song.
That's a damn lie.
Elton John. Come on, throw some impressions out here. Wow them with your skill.
Can you do Walken? Can you do a Walken?
Yeah, do
no,
a Walken. You ready? Here we go. Napier Walken.
Bleh.
I've never heard Christopher Walken say that ever. Sylvester Stallone.
That's an easy one. Come on.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
My shoes hurt.
My shoes hurt.
Yeah. Every time Sylvester Stallone is on camera, I just picture him as like some mentally deficient 80-year-old man.
Like, do you think that he puts on shoes that are too small?
Yeah.
He does that?
Yeah.
You think
Why would he do that? Wouldn't he want to have bigger feet? I mean, like, women probably want to have smaller feet, but dudes want bigger feet, right?
I don't think he knows how to tie his shoes.
Sylvester Stallone?
No.
You're just making stuff up now.
Yeah,
Sylvester Stallone knows how to tie his shoes.
Probably.
I guarantee. I mean, I guess I don't know for a fact, but I'm pretty sure.
Look, I don't know the man, so I can't judge him. So he may or may not know how to tie his shoes.
Are we going to see Judge Dredd?
Oh, my God. We need to go see it, like, right now. Why are we even here?
Judge Dredd looks amazing.
It does. It looks so incredibly bad.
But so incredibly
awesome.
Good at the same
like,
time.
Oh, like
you know what
great.
Makes this one better than the first Judge Dredd? There's no... Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
Instantly better movie. I don't give a fuck if it's like the entire movie is five dudes fucking like in the background the entire time. It's like really awkward to watch because all you do is see these five dudes fucking in the background. Every shot, still better than Rob Schneider.
That would be distracting.
Yeah. Just like Rob Schneider.
Are you ready for the first of the topics that I wrote down?
Yes.
Let's do this.
Sometimes when I have a question about something, but I don't really... I want to have more of a conversation about the question than to actually like find out for myself. There's no humor in just Googling the question that I have and getting the answer to it. I like to post it on social media and have somebody else do it for me so that we can talk about it because I'm lonely and I like that social interaction. So today I learned something via Facebook about skunks.
Yeah.
Because my question was, do skunks have a special hole that shoots out the stinky spray or does it come out of their asshole? Because then it's just kind of like a fart, right?
Yeah.
And I found out that skunks and ferrets, and you guys probably already know this, I'm probably an idiot for not knowing it, skunks and ferrets have a stink sac that is internal in their body, and they have a separate hole that shoots out the stinky stuff. Did you know that?
So you could potentially plug up their stinky hole.
Like you can remove the stink.
Yeah,
gland.
Yeah. When you buy a ferret at a pet store,
yeah,
the ferret has their stink sac removed before you get it.
What does it smell like?
Probably really bad. It's called a stink sack.
You think they can only do it like two or three times a day? Because that's all that my sack can give out.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was kind of the same thing. Like, you know, you fill up your ball sack with the jizz, and if, like, you jack off a whole bunch of times, then, like, there's not as much or none sometimes. Have you ever jacked off so many times in a day that there was just nothing? Like, you just, like, had an orgasm with no...
Never nothing. Never nothing? Had nothing.
Yeah, something's come out. It's never been a dry
leaf. Like, back in, you know, like, way back in... In, like, my early days when I was just getting into it, man, I would, like, beat it, like, seven or eight times a day, and then, like, there wouldn't be anything there. Like, to a point where my dick hurt. But then I was like, you know, maybe just one more.
Just for good measure.
I wanted to see what happened when the balls ran out.
Yeah, I've never ran it dry. I've ran it clear. You know what I'm saying? Where there's... No longer Siemens or anything in there.
But, like, I wonder if, like, I have, like, this hypersexuality or if other people, like, think the same way that I do.
Everybody masturbates.
No, but, like, what I'm saying, like, I mean, like, when I'm driving to work and there's, like, old ladies, pedestrians walking down the road, I still think about fucking them. I mean, I don't necessarily think that I would, but, like, I still think about it. Like... Every female that I see, like, I'm like, I wonder what her titties look like and stuff. And, like, you know, I it got weird the other night. I was listening to the Mr. Producer show on this channel. I was in the chat room hanging out. And he's talking to some country singer. And, like, it was some girl. And she seemed nice. But, like, then, like, I'm Googling pictures of her and trying to find feet shots and stuff. And, like, I'm putting stuff in the chat room about her feet and stuff. And be like, this broad don't want to hear from me talking about her feet.
You don't know that.
I'm sure she did not.
No, she didn't.
I guarantee that she didn't want to hear it.
He brought it up, and she seemed very uncomfortable about it. And like
he did bring it up?
Yeah, he did.
How did that go? What
it
did
didn't
he say?
Go good.
What did he say?
He's like, you know, this dude's into your feet. Because I was pissed off because I'm going to her website. And, I mean, she's a cute girl. She was. She's a good-looking gal, but she was wearing boots in all her pictures. I was like, what kind of country singer don't have one single barefoot in the field shot or something? You know, wanted to see some damn feet. Nothing. And so, I mean, I wonder, I mean, like, and, you know, people are talking on the radio about Mitt Romney's wife, and I was like, huh. Wonder what Mitt Romney's wife looks like. And so I'm Googling pictures of Mitt Romney's wife. And
you're trying to find foot shots of her, too?
I'm trying to find foot shots of her. And, you know, like, you know, somebody mentions, I mean, like the other day when we were talking about fucking the Catwoman bitches. Sure enough, as soon as you guys left, I'm down there Googling pictures of all them broads' feet. And seeing if they got old titty pictures or something. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with me? Do you guys, are you guys not as, like... Hyper? Is it just me?
No, I mean, I think about sex a whole lot.
I would agree.
Like, when you see anybody, like, you think about, like, sex involving them?
No, not necessarily.
I would say more often than not, yes.
So but it's not just me?
Not dudes. Not all dudes.
Not all dudes. Unless you see a really pretty dude.
Yeah, not all dudes. I would say... Mostly ladies. I'm just going to go there. Okay, I don't know the exact number, but I know it's more ladies than
dudes.
Like,
you're just like, I wonder what her titties look like. And they're probably not good. But you think about them anyway.
See, I'd say at least
I'm glad that it's not just me. But and like, I apologize to you guys in advance because whenever I, you know, enjoy the fine programming on RadioFooBar.com, I go into the chat room as WFOD because, you know, that's kind of like what they... I mean, if I went in as Mike, they'd be like, who the fuck's Mike? You know, they know WFOD is probably me. And so, like, I go in the chat room, and I say lots of terrible things.
Just like this podcast.
Just like this podcast. And I say them, and like, I guess, in a way, I'm kind of bringing you guys down to my awful level. And... I mean, you guys are pretty terrible people, too. But
I don't want to be associated with your foot fetish. I just want to put that out there.
You don't not like...
A foot job doesn't appeal to me. I would never want that.
You don't like feet?
I mean, like, I don't dislike feet.
But I mean, like...
But I don't see them as sexual, like,
body
parts.
If a broad has some ugly-ass feet, won't you be like, oh, those ain't good feet?
That's not where my penis goes.
Yeah, no, I'm much more concerned with, like, legs and ass and titties and face and all that.
But aren't feet kind of an extension of the legs?
No.
I would go so far as to say belly button as well. Don't really see that too often, but some ladies, they got the outies. I'm not cool with that.
You don't like the outies?
No, I'm not cool with that.
The outies are weird for sure.
Yeah. Not that's not acceptable.
I can't remember ever like really seeing like an outie on a broad.
We should find outie porn.
Do they have such a thing?
I don't know. I'm sure.
Yeah, they got to.
But I mean,
why wouldn't they?
How would you highlight the outie belly button?
You got
while
some skinny
some
tiny
going on.
Chick getting fucked by a huge dick.
But I mean, like, what would like the camera? What would the camera angle further be? I mean, because like if he's on, I guess she would have to be on top.
So you could do like the on the couch, her on top facing the camera kind of deal, reverse cowgirl style.
Like some dude just like smacking it around or something.
Oh, do you want someone to fondle the outie?
Yeah.
I mean like so like she's on top, you kind of got a camera angle going to where you can kind of see the dick going in and out and the belly button. So it's like a close up of like a stomach
dick.
The penetration.
Right.
And that would be...
And then someone needs to, like, flick the outie, apparently.
Is that a sexual thing? Is that something that...
It can be.
I guess if you have an outie, maybe you get in... I mean, like, I'm a left-handed person, and I get really into, like, being left-handed. And, like, you know, I see fellow left-handed people signing their name, or, like, I see somebody batting left-handed. I'm like, hey, the lefty, cool. So, I mean, I guess if like, you're part of the outie belly button union... Then, like, when you see another outie belly button, you're like, hey, cool, man, me too. And then, like, you pull your shirt up.
And you rub them together.
Yeah. And you got, like, a secret handshake that involves, like, poking each other in the belly and going hee-hee.
Or at least pulling on it.
You can suck on it like a teat.
Yeah.
Get belly juice.
Belly juice?
Yeah, instead of milk, belly juice comes out.
Would that be...
You can suck on it like an oddly placed penis.
Or an oddly placed nipple.
It wouldn't
nipple.
Be that oddly placed, really. It'd be pretty...
No, that's pretty far away from where my penis is.
You ever have a dick come out of your belly? Fuck no.
I just mean, you know, like in the overall scheme of things, like the belly button and the penis aren't like too far
they're
away.
They're like in line.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like they're kind of in the same...
They're closer when I'm sitting up as opposed to like standing, you know?
If
area...
If I had a belly button, like, 2 inches away from my nipples, that would be kind of odd. My belly button is further away from my penis than 2 inches. So I'm just saying, if it were reversed...
Let's measure.
Pull out your dick.
Can you put your dick into your belly button?
Yeah.
Then they're close. They're pretty close.
That's just because I have a huge dick.
Well, I have a little bitty dick, and I can still do it. I mean, I got to pull and stretch it a little bit, but I can get it in there.
Yeah. Also, my stomach hangs over my front pooch.
Yeah.
So it's
closer because of your excess
girthiness. Yeah. Yeah. It got the muffin top going on and the skin skirt, and it just hangs over me like a dress.
So I'm driving around in my damn car, right? This also isn't one of my six. Driving around in my car, and I've had, like, you know the little alert that tells you that, like, the tire pressure in one of your tires is low? And, like, it's the little thing with the exclamation point in it. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I have the same one.
You do?
Yeah.
Is it on all the time?
Yeah.
No.
Mine is.
Yours is?
Constant.
Well, anyway, it's been bothering me. And I checked 3 of my tires, and they're all fine. But this fourth tire, like, the cap thing, is, like, way stuck on there. And it's been bothering me because I'm like... Well, this obviously must be the tire that's fucked up. So, today was the day. Today was the day that I just said, you know what? I need to check this goddamn tire because this light's been on for like a month and something's wrong. So, I can't get this fucking cap off. So, I go and I get a wrench. And I try just to loosen this cap to get the thing off so that I can see what the hell's going on, right?
Yep.
Right. So I give it one good turn, and the whole fucking stem breaks off.
Awesome.
All the air just starts shooting out of my fucking tire, like as fast as air can come out. Like my tire is flat within 20 seconds. And I'm like, well, fuck. What do I do now? Because I can't screw it back on because I broke the motherfucker. So, like, I don't know what to do. And, like, you know, I'm essentially a 16-year-old girl when it comes to fixing anything.
I was going to say, did you call a man to change your tire?
Home or car related. I don't know how to. Actually, most 16-year-old girls probably know more about cars than I do. I mean, like, their dads probably take them out and say, okay, this is what you do for this. This is what you do for this. I don't know how to do shit. I don't know how to do. I've been trying for fucking a week and a half to put fucking doors on because I can't figure out which way the hinges go. I can't figure out how to put a goddamn door on one of my bedrooms. I've been trying for a week and a half. I don't know how to do shit. I'm a fucking retard.
You know, they have YouTube channels that will teach you how to do that.
So anyway, this tire's flat. I don't know what to do. And, like, I have the jack. I have the tire. But I've never done that. I don't know how to do that. So, like, I'm calling friends trying to, you know.
I'm sorry. Well, how old are you then?
I'm a 30-year-old man.
And you've never had to change a tire?
I've never done that. No.
Not really?
Never.
I've had to do it like 10 fucking times.
Well, watch where the fuck you're driving. But anyway, so I don't know what the fuck to do. And so, like, you know, I'm texting, you know, all of my friends trying to figure out, you know, which one I'm going to trick into doing this for me because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And, like, you know, like, it honestly, like, I had several friends that wanted to help, but what they wanted to do was they wanted to, like, guide me through how to do it. And, like, I can't tell you how many YouTube videos I've watched that try to teach me how to tie a tie. And, like, I've gotten so close to throwing my phone through so many windows because I cannot follow these how to tie your tie videos. And so, like, when it came down to, like, jacking up my car and putting a tire on, I knew there was no fucking way anybody was going to tell me how to do this and I was going to be able to figure it out. I was going to fuck something up. So, like, I needed to trick somebody into, like, coming over and doing this for me because, and I mean, like, maybe I could watch and, like, learn from them doing it so that next time.
I like how now that they've joined the chat room, it's no longer tricking them. Now it's, I needed to learn and help, you know.
No. I got Chris Dick to leave work and come help me put a tire on. He was my savior today.
You tricked him.
I did. I tricked the fuck out of him.
You, but see, like, you fucking
the thing
rascally
is, I've tricked
rabbit.
Him so many times into, like, doing stuff for me because that, like, he should know better by now. And, like, that's just the price that you pay. It, like, there really is no upside at any point. Like, if you were thinking, like, to yourself, maybe I need to hang out with Mike because, like, you know, eventually it's going to pay off. It's not. I'm going to call you and ask you for favors, and then I'm going to call you and ask you for more favors. I bring nothing to the table of this friendship, and I never probably will. It's like, I haven't talked to Bobby in a month, but I'll be damned if I wasn't calling him today trying to trick him into coming over and changing my tire for me because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And, like, I have friends that do. I've made a collection of friends that know how to do things. Like, I have like electrician friends and I have, you know, general fix-it friends, and Napier cooks now, so that makes him more valuable. Napier's been coming over and cooking me dinner for like 5 weeks. And, like, Napier, I'm never going to repay that, man. I'm just never
going to. You gave me $20.
Yeah, I paid for the food once.
Yeah.
Good for me.
You paid for today's food.
But like, but do you see what I'm saying? You're going to do things for me, and I'm never going to do anything for you.
I didn't ask you to.
Is that just the way friendship works?
Yeah, for everybody else in the world.
The more and more that I do this podcast, the more I realize you are a complete sociopath. And that you are just like stumbling through life trying to figure out how real people behave. And like, you're like, oh, okay, you know, this is how it goes.
But I don't do it. I don't do what I'm supposed to do. And I should. I should learn and like evolve as a person. But like, you know what's going to happen the next time I get a flat tire?
You're going to trick someone into changing.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to start with Chris Dick because he was the one that came last time.
Cuz this dope.
You're like a homeless man who somebody gave you a dollar and that dude was wearing a red hat.
No, now, I'm worse than a homeless man because I have a house.
Yeah.
But don't know how to fix anything.
I bet you have an auto insurance plan that would cover some dude coming out to your house and putting a donut on your tire.
Which goes back to the whole, I'm not going to call some dude I don't know and have him come out and like look at me like I'm some kind of pussy because I don't know how to change a tire. I'm going to call my friend who already knows I'm a pussy who doesn't know how to change a tire.
I like Rabbit Pounding's idea of giving people a shirt that says, I helped Mike with something stupid. And you just get a bunch of these.
I'd go broke.
Just hand them out occasionally. And we could have, like, rallies.
And Chris Dick would ultimately be, like, he would have so many of the shirts that he'd, like, start giving them away to his friends. He'd be like, yeah, I got another one of these shirts. And so then other people who didn't help me with anything would have the shirt. And then it would just get weird.
I was saying, maybe he starts, like, a craze. And people are like, where'd you get that sweet shirt? Oh, you got to help this fucking guy, Mike. You know, he doesn't know how to do
anything.
It'd
be like, pay it forward.
And then they'd be coming to you. Hey, you need
me
to...
like, hey, it's the thing to do. You help Mike with stuff. Maybe I could get a lot of stuff done, like if that shirt became popular.
Yeah.
Well, maybe a bunch of people could get a lot of stuff done for you. It's not that you would get things done.
Well, the next thing that I need to give somebody a shirt to do is to help me with these goddamn doors. Because I've been trying to put these hinges on these doors for like a week and a half. I just can't figure it out. They're going the wrong way or something. Chris suggested maybe the door's upside down, but I tried that. And then when I flipped it around, like the door wouldn't close. It was like stuck open, like it was too wide.
I once locked myself out of a room in my house, and I could not get back into this room without taking the door off the hinges.
I locked myself out of my apartment one time, and I had to like break off the doorknob.
Why didn't you just call like the apartment place?
Well, it was when I lived above my work. I didn't really have an apartment place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So should we get to item one on your list?
Sure. Stink sacks, we already did that.
Oh, stink sacks, right.
Hypersexuality, we already did that. Time travel. If someone at any point in time had invented time travel, like, wouldn't we know about it? Like, wouldn't they have already come back in time and told us, hey, in the future they invent time travel?
Depends on your theory of time travel. There's many different theories of time travel.
But, like, my theory is if they came back in time and somebody was like, hey, I got a time machine, I'm from the future, then, like, we'd know about it, and so now we know it didn't happen, right?
Well, there's some that say if a time machine is invented, people would only be able to go back in time to the point where that time machine was invented.
And so then, like, there are others that say that if you do go back in time and change any minute thing,
then it's just a whole different timeline.
It's a whole different universe.
A divergent reality
at
that point. And then, therefore, they already have. In that reality, they have come back and said, hey, yeah, there's time travel, but not
enough. So by the way, other realities where we exist that time travel has already happened and they've changed something and we're living like a totally different life.
Right. No, it could be this one. You just don't know about it.
Right, maybe it's this one.
Yeah.
Maybe we're timeline Z and, you know, everything spawned from this crazy timeline A.
So do you think that there's any timelines to where time travel will have existed and, like, I'll go back in time and convince myself that, like, I should learn how to change a fucking tire?
Yeah.
No, because you see no value in knowing how to learn.
I absolutely see the value in it, and like I realize that I should do it, but then I don't. Like I realize a lot of things. I've been in a constant state of, man, you know, I hate my job and I don't get paid any money to do it. I should find a different job. But then I just go to it every day. Why do I do that? Like, why don't I ever do something different even though I hate what I'm currently doing?
I just want to make the comment that that new movie Looper is fucking retarded.
When the mob guys send people back into the past so that they can shoot them in the past?
Yeah.
Why don't they just shoot them? Why don't they shoot them and then send them to the past?
What I don't understand is if they know that, you know, the dude's coming back and it's going to be himself, why don't they just get a different dude to do it? That doesn't make any sense.
Chris Dick is in the chat room and he's regretting coming and helping me. Don't regret coming and helping me, Chris. We're
I'm pretty
friends.
Sure Chris regrets a lot of things in his life that revolve around you.
You think?
Yeah.
Like your friendship.
Yeah. And the way that you smell.
Chris, I'm going to change.
He realizes that he should change, but he's not actually going to change.
Chris, I absolutely realize that I should change.
And remember, that's the word of a sociopath, so you can easily trust it.
Chris, come help me change these doors. I can't figure out how to close them. That's what this is all. I saw you in the chat, and I started talking about doors.
Are you sure the doors fit your little openings?
They came from the openings. I took them down, and Laura painted them, and now we're just trying to put them back up.
Maybe the paint made them too thick.
This doesn't seem like it should be that hard.
No, I know it isn't. It isn't hard.
Then why is it hard for you?
You said you've taken like a week to do it. That sounds
I There's know. Only I, two ways that the doors can fit.
A common mentally okay person, like even probably like a really high functioning retard, could do this. Like probably some low functioning retards, like if you taught them.
Yeah, she can probably do it for you.
I
does that make your wiener shrivel up?
No. I've given up all like all those masculine, you know, like, you know, testosterone-y, I can do it things long ago.
Maybe that's why your stream is so weak.
Yeah.
So you think that like if I learned skills, my stream
like
would feel
skills,
more
like,
macho?
Yeah, like arm wrestling or something.
You got to get the strength inside of you, or else your penis is just going to turtle up inside of your body like a scared little child.
And I mean, like it would be like one thing if like, I mean, like my brother-in-law, he's really really he learns languages really quick, and he's a bit of a wobblehead, and like
he sounds autistic,
and like I mean he's very skilled at like music and all kinds of things like that.
He sounds autistic.
But, like, he's a complete, like, dope when it comes to everything.
He
and
sounds
I don't even
autistic.
Have that. I'm not even really, like, good at stuff. I mean, if I was really, really talented at something, then I could hang my hat on that and be like, dude, don't fuck with genius, okay? I got some big shit going on. You know, I'm writing a symphony dealy mabob.
Aren't you writing novels or something, you know?
No. I used to write, but I would like get a couple of pages in and then I would want to write something different. I haven't ever finished anything in my life. I've never finished anything.
I think that's a pretty common theme with our generation, really.
Or being a bitch. Mike, why are you afraid of success?
You gotta reach out and grab the world by its stink sack.
See, Mike, your butthole's brave. It told you every day that it was hungry for fingers. And you know what? You gave him that fingers. You need to be the butthole. Be the hungry butthole. When you go out there and you're about to achieve something, you'll be like, man, my butthole's hungry, and it's angry, and I'm going to give it fingers! And you set that goal, and you meet it.
You There's a preschooler, and I don't remember. I want to say it's in Texas, but I don't actually remember who it is. There's a deaf preschooler who's in a deaf school. What do you call a deaf school? Do you just call it a deaf school?
A school for the deaf.
School for the deaf.
Yeah.
Same type of deal. And the young child's name is Hunter, and he has a way of signing his name, and I guess the sign for Hunter is a gun, like a gun, like pew, 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 you know, like you have your fingers like a, you know what I'm saying. The school has told him that he needs to change his sign for his name because they have a zero tolerance policy for guns, and his fingers looking like a gun when he's telling people what his name is breaks their zero tolerance policy for guns.
That's funny that came from Texas.
I don't know if it's Texas. I just guessed Texas. I don't have the article in front of me. I don't remember where it is. But maybe it's Florida. It's one of those, you know, places where, you know.
The weird thing is, those places have a significant population of gun owners.
Everything that I've read about this, there's just outrage. And like, but it's the kid's name. It's the kid's name. How could you do this? And like, I'm with them 100%. It is complete fucking bullshit that the kid can't say, you know, his name and all that. But at the same time, I also read that a lawyer is getting together with all of the people who were injured in the Aurora shooting and suing the movie theater because of lax security at the movie theater. And so it's like, because all of these stupid fucking... Oh, it's Nebraska. Thank you, Rabbit Poundings. Because of these retarded lawsuits that people are allowed to file for such bullshit as, you know, a crazy guy could walk into anywhere and shoot anybody. It doesn't have anything to do with the movie theater. It's bullshit. And the only reason they're not suing the crazy guy is because he ain't got no money. So they're going after somebody with money. And so this fucking kid is doing the gun sign with his fingers, and sure, it's his fucking name. But the school has to cover their ass because assholes like this fucking guy come along and sue him for shit like that.
I need to say, if someone like shoots up my work, I'm suing the shit out of those motherfuckers.
Yeah,
If I get shot up on the bus, I'm suing the shit out of public transportation.
And you know
I'm
what?
Suing the shit out of wherever the fuck I'm getting
what?
Shot up at.
You can, and it makes sense to, because you'll probably win, but you shouldn't be able to, is what I'm saying, because
why?
It's bullshit. What the fuck does public transportation have to do with some crazy bastard shooting you?
Well, when you pay your money, don't you have a reasonable expectation that you will arrive at your destination safely, right?
If I'm on a bus, if you're on a bus, what do you expect in terms of security? Well, I mean, what are you expecting? You're expecting a fucking 60-year-old fat dude driving the bus.
You're expecting to pay your $2
and you're expecting
arrive
to
at your destination safely, right?
But you know that there's not an armed security guard on the bus. You get on the bus, you ride to your place, and you get off. They're providing the service of driving you somewhere. They're not providing the service of, like, armed security and armored bus walls and stuff. You know what you're getting on. You know when you're going into a movie, you're going to be in a movie theater with a whole bunch of people, and you don't know any of them. You don't know who the fuck's sitting next to you. You don't know who's... I mean, like, when I go to a concert, like, I hate, like, standing room only when I'm in a concert because I'm, like, I'm constantly looking behind me thinking somebody's going to stab me. I just think the whole time, like, somebody's going to walk up behind me and stab me. It freaks me out that there's people behind me. Like, the whole fucking... Like, even when I'm in a movie, like, it's weird that there's people behind me. And, like, they kick my seat, and that's annoying, but, like, I'm more concerned that they're going to, like, you know, flip out and, like, put a knife in my head or
something. See, I'm not ever concerned when I go to the movie theater that I'm going to be attacked.
See, maybe that's it. Maybe that's the problem. Your fucking awareness is fucked up.
Well, why
so if
the
you
fuck?
Get shot when you're on a bus, that's your own stupid fucking fault for not keeping an eye on shit.
There is a flip side to that, and that is that when movie theaters and, you know, the people who run whatever bus that you're running on, whenever you go to those places, you're not allowed to use concealed and carry. And every state has concealed carry now but Illinois. So if you live in Illinois, this doesn't apply to you. But every one of those places says, no, you can't bring a firearm in here. So they're saying that they're going to be responsible for your safety within a reasonable amount.
Is that what
amount.
They're saying there, though?
I yes, mean, if they're saying, not allowing you
if they're
to...
saying don't bring guns in here, isn't that kind of like them saying, come on, man, this is a happy place.
Exactly, and that stopped the Aurora shooter because they wouldn't let him bring his guns in.
No, he broke the rules.
If yeah,
he followed the no guns policy, then all those people wouldn't have been shot.
Yeah, but...
That guy broke the rules.
Yeah, but crazy...
Sue him.
But crazy people... And criminals,
look,
they don't follow the law.
They had the sign posted.
Yeah, and the sign
did... said, no firearms. That guy broke the rules.
Yes, and he knew he could...
He brought firearms in.
Yes, and every one of the people...
It was clearly posted that they didn't want anybody to bring guns in.
Yes.
I mean, that seems fair to me.
But see, the reason you have to be able to sue the big organizations is that, like, nothing will ever change, like... If you don't, if you're not given
what's going to change,
not necessarily anything in this type of situation, but like in general, that's why you have to have that ability.
But then it just pussifies everything, doesn't it?
Well, no, because I mean, like, look, if you go into the doctor's office and you die, you have to be able to sue the doctor.
Yeah, but he fucked up.
But you have to be able to sue the hospital because maybe the hospital's rules are you don't have to wash your hands. And
no,
whatever.
But
you know what I'm saying? You have to have the organization.
You don't
be
see it. The difference between you going to a hospital and them doing something negligent and fucking you up and being at a movie theater and a crazy guy storms the door and shoots people.
I see the difference, but if a crazy doctor is going
Now, if they employed James Holmes and he was a guy that was making popcorn and he pulled a Uzi out of the popcorn and shot people... Sue the fuck out of him. But that guy broke the rules. So sue him.
Yeah, and the movie theater, all those people who were following the rules had no way to defend themselves.
Because rules of the company did not provide for their safety. If they could have had their guns, then sure. They followed the rules. The company followed the rules. The only guy to sue is the guy who broke the rules. But the company had poor rules.
But then we get things like Colorado schools not allowing kids to wear Peyton Manning jerseys because the number 18 is gang affiliated. I mean, that's going on. And so, like, we just, like, pussy down everything because these schools are afraid. Oh, what if something happens while somebody's wearing this Peyton Manning jersey? It's a fucking Peyton Manning. It's an orange shirt with a horsey on it. Are you telling me that that's fucking gang affiliated because there's a number on it that means something? I mean, like, all numbers mean a lot of things, don't they? I mean, what number did OJ wear? Does that mean that, like, that number means kill your wife?
No, but
there are
gangs that do affiliate themselves with numbers. Like, there's a MS-13, and there's a shit ton of other ones. So, yeah, there are gang-affiliated numbers.
And it was probably a legitimate rule until Peyton Manning rolled around. You know what I'm saying? Like, why the fuck is this one kid wearing a jersey at number 18 of some backup from halfway across the nation?
Because
he's selling fucking coke. And then everyone knows because they see the kid wearing the jersey. Now, of course, now it's a big deal because everyone wants to wear this jersey. But I'm sure it was a legitimate rule at some point. Meant for the safety of the children and whatnot. We're all about the safety of the children.
And every time I hear somebody complain about, oh, these are frivolous lawsuits. When you look into the issues that are actually around them, most of them aren't. Most of them have a legitimate reason.
Like, the biggest one that people always say is, like, the bitch who spilt coffee on herself.
Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't be able to sue somebody because they spilt coffee on
yourself.
But the coffee was, like, 170 degrees. Like,
Chris Dick in
the
Shout Box has a point. Just because just because they're suing doesn't necessarily mean they're going to win.
Right.
But it's still horseshit that there's some ambulance chaser out going, oh, well, let's go after the movie theaters. It's just like, come on, man.
The movie theater should have had security there. Every movie theater I go to, the mall provides them their security. When it's a midnight showing...
I don't think I've ever seen security at a movie theater.
Ever. Really? I've seen them at Jamestown.
I see
them at Jamestown all the time.
Jamestown Mall, that place is a fucking nightmare.
I've seen them at the Mills.
I'm talking about like normal movie theaters, not like...
The Mills has it.
Yeah, the Mills has one too.
Well, yeah, malls have security. Movie theaters, not necessarily.
I've been to midnight showings before this happened, back when midnight showings were getting, you know, big. They had a rent-a-cop there. It wasn't like, you know, somebody from a security firm. It was a local cop who came in there for like, you know, $20 to just hang out for an hour.
I mean, I just see a bunch of 16-year-old kids with dustpans and brooms sweeping up popcorn. I don't see anybody doing any kind of security, and you shouldn't.
Are you looking for security?
Why would I? I mean, like, I would notice them. I notice everything. I'm very aware of my surroundings. I'm like a cat.
You're like that guy from Taken.
Right.
Yeah.
Most of the midnight showings I went to when this was first going on had the security guard. Even the ones out in St. Charles where there's significantly less crime than out here, then, yeah, they had security too. Most of these places have at least a guard, somebody who can respond to something. This place didn't. Walmart has a cop. Why can't...
Yeah, but the Walmart cop is probably there to make sure that you're not walking out with shit.
No, that's the 80-year-old man's job. The cop's there to, you know, chase you.
The ghetto Walmart that I used to go, there's like this 900-year-old man that stands by the door. And like he kind of looks you up and down as you're walking up to decide whether or not he's going to check your receipt. But like everybody, he kind of gives you the stink eye, and he gives you the two-finger wave, like, you can go, you're free to go. I'm like, motherfucker, I know I can go. You're 90, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah, those people never actually, like, look at what you got. I'm always tempted to just throw, like, one thing in there, just see if I can steal one item every time I go.
Yeah.
And eventually I, like, have a bunch of extra free shit.
I wonder about those self-checkout lines. Like, if you just toss, like, something here or there in your bag without ringing it up, like, could you always just say, oh, dude, I thought I rang that up. I'm sorry, I messed that up.
Where you put your shit has a little scale on it.
Yeah.
When you scan it, you put it in the bag. It knows how much you took off and about how much each thing should weigh. So, yeah, it's incredibly hard to get away with it.
But it is easy to leave your soda, like, under the cart.
And then just play
and
stupid.
And forget to scan your 24.
Yeah, somebody's like, hey, you got soda down there. And be like, oh,
forgot about it.
Oh, yeah, $7.99, my fault.
We're not good people.
Yeah, I'm but a good person.
I think we want to be good people.
I'm God-fearing and...
We're just not.
Upstanding. Fuck holes and puss bags.
Napier, you haven't really had any like weird Napierisms today. You've just kind of been setting me straight.
I didn't prepare for today.
You didn't?
No.
You don't have like a Napier word of the day or anything?
Jizz whiskers.
Jizz whiskers. Jizz whiskers works. Let's go with jizz whiskers.
That's when you get jizz in your whiskers.
Really?
Yeah.
So, like, somebody jizzes, like, on your face?
Yeah, or maybe, like, sucked it down, but you didn't quite get all of it, so you had some semen just, like, dripping out of the corner of your mouth.
Or you could, like, pull out a little bit and like jizz on your lady's poon.
Right, like, exactly. You don't quite notice it because it's just in your stash.
Right. And they're like, what's that in your stash? And you're like, oh, it must be soup. I was having some soup earlier, you know?
I haven't eaten soup in days. Must be jizz whiskers.
So there's an elderly gentleman who my fiance works at a grocery store, and there's an elderly gentleman that comes to her work just about every day and like flirts with her, and he tells her that she's beautiful and she's his addiction, and
I bet he wants to touch her hoodles.
He waits around and like sits with her at lunch, even though like she doesn't. She like sits in a public break room, so you know he follows her into the break room and hangs out with her during her lunch breaks and stuff. And she's too nice to like tell him to fuck off and stuff. And she tells me that he kind of looks like the guy in the Six Flags commercials that like he's bald and he's got the big glasses. You know. He looks like, I guess if you don't know the Six Flags guy, he kind of looks like Tony Soprano's uncle on The Sopranos, the bald guy with the glasses. But anyway, this guy's married, and he's came in with his wife before. And when he comes in with his wife, you know, he steers clear of her, you know, so that maybe she doesn't, like, blow his shit up and stuff. And, I mean, she doesn't like humor him really. She just kind of takes it, the compliment. Okay, great, I'm beautiful, whatever. And so, you know, she tells me about this, and I know about this. And he, you know, he gives her advice on like, you know, that she should definitely break up with me and wait for him. And I don't know if that means that he's planning on killing his wife so that, like, they can be together, or, like, if he's just waiting for her to die because they're both elderly. I don't know what the deal is. But, like, when she told me this, you know, I think that she was surprised by my reaction, because, like, I wasn't so much, like, jealous as, like, I want to know where his wife works.
So you can start going and bothering his wife?
I'm like, what is this guy's last name? I want to do some research. I want to find him. I want to find his wife. And, like, I'm not, like, a attractive man by any means. I have no game, I imagine. But I think if, like, there was, like, a really, really, really elderly woman, like, I could probably, like, just get by on the being young thing. Be like, oh, this 30-year-old guy's, you know, hot for my 900-year-old, you know... I think that I could get her, and like, I just want to get her to a point where she has doubt. I just want to put that doubt in her mind that maybe she wants to get rid of this fellow. Maybe she's got a chance in the young fellow game. Maybe she could be a cougar. Maybe it could happen. And maybe even I'll fuck her. I don't know. Maybe that's what it'll take to like. I just want to ruin this man's life.
That sounds pretty jealous.
I want to destroy him. If for no other reason than he fucked with me. So fuck him. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know what I'm capable of.
Sociopath talk.
Mike, do you ever fantasize about wounding or destroying individuals? And then laughing at them.
Not physically. I just want to fuck his mind. I want to destroy his spirit. I want him to wake up in the morning and say, "Man, I shouldn't have fucked with Mike." I'm
put on
a good place, guys. I really am. I know that every week I make myself sound like more and more of a terrible person. Like every week when you leave this hour of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, you say, "Man, Mike is a major scumbag." But like, I'm coming from a good place. I want to.
Just don't fucking cross me, or I will fucking kill you.
Mike, do you still have that?
I just want to make you smile, guys. That's all. I'm just having fun. I'm just joking. I'm just joking around. It's all jokes.
What is that? Good time.
Mike, do you still have that chicken costume?
No.
Okay, remake the chicken costume. One day, when he's out flirting with your lady, trying to get, you know, her hoodles in his mouth, he comes outside, you're in the chicken costume, and it's assless. You get on top of the roof of his car, squat down, and just shit. Shit a river. Shit until there's blood and there's nasty, and you're just squawking, rah, rah, and you're just duking it out. all over this dude's car and then try to fly away. Just flap your arms, poo just flopping out of your nasty, unclean butthole.
Goodbye! Goodbye! I'm flying away now!
And then hop over the little wall to those apartment complex. He won't go down there. He can't run.
Oh, whoa. I think I'm tripping balls.
I think I need to start working on bettering myself.
In the biblical sense?
It just overall.
Just walk the narrow, righteous path.
See, because like I think that like if I stepped outside of myself and listened to the things that I say, I think I would hate me. I really do. I think that I would be like, wow, this is just... This person's soul is complete dog shit. It's just, it's paper thin. There's nothing there.
What you need to become is a junkie hobo
What was that truth? What was that movie where the guy like went out in the wilderness and like found himself?
And he got eaten by bears?
Did he get eaten by bears?
I don't know.
No, then I don't want to do that. I don't think I would make it in the wilderness. I'd need to call Chris Dick.
Are you going to trick him into making a fire for you?
Chris, I don't know. I don't know how to build a fire. At least here, like, there's a roof. And, like, the only things that I can fuck up are, like, there's a lot I could fuck up, isn't there?
I would say you could fuck up, like, everything in your house, really.
Yeah.
They're not that sturdy.
No.
Like, if you ran almost full speed at this wall, you would fuck some shit up.
When we were putting this place back together after we kind of, like, gutted it, I almost knocked the place over before we even moved in because there was a beam down in the basement that, like, I thought it was cosmetic, but apparently it wasn't. And like the house sank a good like I'd say half a foot, and I called another one of my friends because that's what I do because I don't know how to do anything, and he goes, yeah dude, we'll just get a fucking car jack and jack your house back up so you can put that beam back. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So yeah, he brought a car jack over, and we jacked up the house with a car jack. But I didn't learn how to use a jack then. I let him do it.
You do realize that using a jack consists of like turning a thing right.
No, when and Chris
turning a thing
when,
left.
When
right?
Chris got that jack out, there was like four different pieces, and like he like assembled it like a Mighty Morphin Power Ranger.
He assembled a handle.
I had no idea what the hell was going on. I mean, like, the concept of, like, unscrewing the bolts once it's jacked up, I get that, but I don't know how he assembled.
Well, you really want to start unscrewing the bolts while it's still down. That way you can get a bit of traction, because if the bolts are stuck on there real hard and you jack the car up at first, it'll just start spinning the wheel.
No, he said you got to unscrew them a little bit first. And then do it.
Then jack it
and
up.
Then and then do
it,
yeah.
The rest of the
yeah, that's what we did. But I wouldn't remember that. I need to, like, write
it
instructions.
It sounded like you remembered it.
I need to write instructions down and put it in my glove box. Or maybe I'm just pretending that I don't remember how to do it.
You're feigning ignorance. You're like a woman. So you just pretend to not know things.
That way a man can help you.
A man will come and help you.
And then maybe if he takes pity on you, he'll put his snoot inside of your vagina and give you a baby. And then you can be taken care of. Like a woman.
Yeah, I mean, you can pretty much get anything you want, and all you have to deal with is the aftertaste of cock in your mouth.
Yeah. And you won't mind.
But gay guys don't know how to fix stuff. Gay guys are like me, right?
No. Most gay guys I know are actually pretty handy.
You know handy gay guys?
Yeah.
And all you got to do is fuck them?
I've never fucked any of them, but... I mean, who else watches those Home and Garden channels?
I watch those home. Me and my wife watch those Home and Garden channels.
Well, congratulations, both of you are homosexual.
I know how to make a sweet fucking fire pit that I have not ever made.
Are you handy? Do you know how to
no,
do stuff?
No, not at all, but I like to watch.
Are you
it.
Just saying that I like so to that watch I don't it. Put you on my list?
No, I don't. People. My list is, I called up the Potts brothers if I need something. I call up Tom, and he refers me to either like Elijah or Bobby or Joey Fisher or something.
Oh, so Tommy's like a good like call to get shit done guy. Like,
oh, yeah. He's not on your list?
No, see, like
Tom needs to be on your list.
A couple of years ago, or actually more like it was probably like 10 years ago, Tom and Bobby got in a big argument, and Tom in the argument said, "Look, your only friends are my friends, and fuck you. Why don't you make your own friends?" And from that argument, Bobby got me. And Tommy got everybody else that we hang out with. So, like, it was decided that day that, like, for the most part, like, me and Tommy weren't going to hang out anymore. Which was a sad day because I really liked Tommy. I'd hang out with Tommy every day. But I guess, like, I just had to go with the terms of the divorce. I don't know how I was even involved in it, but...
The kids always get dragged in.
But I got Bobby. Now Bobby's got a kid, so now I don't see Bobby anymore. So now I just sit here and tweet.
And masturbate furiously.
Like a rabbit.
Yeah!
Did we learn anything today?
I've learned that goats do not have anuses.
They goats shit out all the time.
They just let poop fall out of them.
You mean they don't have like a holding?
They have a hole, but they don't have an anus.
So like they just eat and then
they don't have a sphincter.
Yeah, it just falls out of them.
So it's like a hose.
Yeah, it's like this hole.
It's like a hose that like food goes in and then it goes through them and comes out. And there's no
There's nothing stopping it at all. It doesn't close.
So they can't, like, hold a shit?
No. It just falls out. And there's nothing to hold it.
Do they know it's coming to where, like, they can stop walking so they don't get it all over their feet?
No. It just falls.
They don't give a fuck.
Yeah, goats don't give a fuck. So my plan is I want to make my millions doing whatever, you know, however people make millions, you know, showing your dick on TV, whatever. So... My plan is...
Is that how people make $1 million?
Some of them, yeah.
Like, they show their dick on TV? Name one person who has done that, who has made $1 million by showing their dick on TV.
Ron Jeremy.
That
Ray,
isn't on TV.
Ray J.
Yeah.
Did he make $1 million?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Oh, he sold the tape, didn't he?
Right. Yeah, he did.
Did he claim he didn't sell the tape, or would he never claim that?
I don't think you're really allowed to, like, the whole, like, stolen sex tape thing. I don't think that's real. Like, I think they can sue you for, like, you know, like, say, you know, you have an old tape of you and some chick. I don't think you can,
like your mom?
Yeah, like my mom. Like, I don't think you can send that video out without her permission.
I couldn't sell a tape of your mom.
Right,
without
her
your
permission.
Mom's permission.
Exactly.
Now, the question is,
copyright.
Can you sell...
Likenesses, images.
If I own a tape, like, let's say I fucked your mom on tape. And, like, I own the tape. I shot the tape. She was a willing participant. She was there. Could I sell the tape then?
I still
like,
don't
if
think
I,
you
if
could
I have
sell
her
the
on tape,
tape. Because she was a willing participant of making the tape, not a willing participant of, like, distribution. And also, like, you would owe for likeness rights and whatnot. You know, like... You can't just
but yeah,
use
I mean,
someone's
like,
images
I can understand that like
willy-nilly.
She probably makes money on it, but like, do we need her permission to make it? Like you know, the songs they play on the radio. I mean, they don't like go out and get somebody's permission to play a song on the radio. They play the song on the radio, and then they pay them a royalty for playing the song, right?
No, I'm pretty sure they have rights to play the song.
You know. I don't understand how things work.
Yeah, I think they have the rights to play these copyrighted songs. But, you know, I'm no lawyer. So I did play one once on TV.
So either way, I want to take these goats that don't have anuses And what I want to do is I want to invest heavily in like a bioengineering company, and I want to breed goats with anuses.
Napier was just sitting there biting his tongue while me and you talk about the legalities of making sex tapes, and he's just waiting for a lull so that he can go back to talking about goat shitting. He's just like, he's just sitting there with twiddling his thumbs, just sitting there looking back and forth, side to side, going, when's it going to be my turn? I have more talk about goat shitting.
And it works.
So how does the breeding goats that have sphincters somehow make money?
Well, obviously, you don't want to own something that can't hold its shit. I mean, you own goats, you own goat shit. It's just going to come with it. So my plan is we get these goats, we give them the strength to hold in their dookies, and people want goat pets again.
So you're talking about, like, making a breed of goats that do have anuses?
Yeah.
Could you insert one? I'm like, if
no,
you
no.
The stink packs, is there any way that you can take, like, an anus from a similar animal and add it?
No.
I mean, wouldn't it be like putting a sprinkler on the end of a hose, you know, so that it makes a different kind of...
Yeah, but that's a machine. It's got to keep going somehow. I want natural... goat anus. And what it does is...
Oh, that's good. That's good. You see, happygoatshits.com. You see that? That's a good one. I like that.
You could be like
Mr. Producer chiming in the chat room.
And also, goats would be self-conscious. The dookies fall out of them.
I wonder if that's taken, happygoatshits.com.
Why don't you check it?
Why don't you check it?
So either way, we make these tiny little goats with anuses.
But how do you make them with anuses? You cross them with something
that's
else?
For the scientists to figure out.
Genetically engineered.
So you're just the idea man here. You're not.
Yeah,
gonna...
I'm just okay. And potentially the moneymaker. I'm going to start tossing money at these people. They'll give me an animal with an anus that looks cute and has little horns and little hooves.
So similar to a goat.
Yeah.
To where when they start crossbreeding them, it's not that major of a change. That's
yeah.
what you're saying? So like
yeah.
an antelope or like a...
No. It'll be a goat. Little goat. Like a...
Yeah, but I'm talking about the thing with the anus. Because
yeah.
goats don't have anuses.
Yeah. They'll get an anus from something.
Okay.
And it'll be a, you know, pretty good strong anus. And get these little goats, and they'll be pets. You can sell them.
I like it.
That's as far as this goes.
And you can eat them. I mean,
you're going to sell
goat anus is actually a delicacy.
Okay, so you're going to sell goats as pets.
Yeah,
but they'll be goats that don't shit like at random.
Yeah, they'll be able to hold
so
in their
that
dookies.
You can potty train the goat.
Yeah, you can.
Then is the goat going to like live in your house?
Well, it's little, I would assume. Yeah.
So they don't grow.
No, they're little.
You're going to keep them little.
Yeah. Like the Pomeranian of goats.
And so, like, so you're gonna like have a goat. You're gonna tune in to 2.5 Men, and you're gonna curl up on the couch with your little goat.
Yeah.
And you're gonna pet it.
Yeah.
And it's gonna sleep at the foot of your bed, and you know, instead of snoring, it's just gonna meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
Yeah.
It's gonna be so cute.
And you can take that bleat out, the little where it makes that noise, and they scream. So you can have that sound. That sound every day. It'll be like having a child. Don't you want that every day, constantly? Just to hear that sound?
I have an anus!
Oh,
I can hold my shit. Bah!
Oh yeah, and goat farts. You ever heard of a goat fart? No, because it just floops out of them. Just passes right through. Goat farts. We can do this. So all along, goats fart. Meh, meh. Goat farts. Yeah. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Listen to us every Monday night at 9, 8 central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our boards at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and I'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
His podcast is called Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. His podcast.
It's a pretty funny name. Yeah.
WFOD, who's actually the host of another show on our station called Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, to give you an idea of what that...
They're...
Oh, God.
They're...
What, yeah.
They're wonderful people.
It's not they're wonderful people. It's just... They're a little out there.
Right. They're a little out there. A little out there is being nice.
It's like saying you used to hang out next to Pluto.
Right.
Yeah.
This guy is such a creepo sometimes. That's to make me look sane. That requires talent, right, to be that far out there that you make me look like I'm okay.